There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
And Tim, you're going to have to do a bit of clever segueing here because I need you to play my first bit of music.
Oh, if I
can.
I going to do the clever thing? I'm not sure. I'm not particularly good at doing the
clever
thing.
Come on, DJ.
So this is how it works.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before.
He means it.
I'm never gonna let
it's
you
emotional.
Close to me. Even though you mean the most to me.
It's probably enough of that, isn't it?
Is that your way of saying turn off Sam Smith?
Yeah.
I like finger clicks though in music and hand claps. I love that.
Yeah, but it's depressing, isn't it, that song? A little bit.
A bit much for me.
And that is the point of a new study that apparently chart-topping hits are becoming more depressed and slower. This is according to a website in the UK which analysed the top hits of 2017 in the UK. It found that slower songs and those in minor keys, which are generally qualities that evoke sadness, slow songs and minor keys, were far more likely than in any other year to top the charts. Sam Smith's Too Good at Goodbyes, that song was number one for quite a long time. So is Ed Sheeran's Shape of You and Havana by Camila Cabello, all in minor keys and all slower. They were all number one for multiple weeks. 87% of songs followed this trend in 2017 compared with 62% in 2016. So I don't know if we're getting sadder and more depressed. What I do love about survey or the article written by this website, the research, they call it the wine of the times. Which I think is very, very... which is why I picked Sam Smith. I've got nothing against Sam Smith. I actually saw him interviewed the other day on Graham Norton. He seemed like a very nice young man, but he is a bit whiny when he sings. Sorry to Sam Smith fans out there. But anyway, this is backed up by some other studies that have been done. In America, for example, where they looked at top 40 tunes from the last 5 decades and decided that in general, we were becoming much sadder sounding, using much more of the minor mode and the slower tempo. Purely happy sounding things that are more emblematic of children's music nowadays, said one PhD psychologist at the University of Toronto. And there's another study from American researchers at Carolina University that looked at the Billboard chart and found that when social and economic times are relatively threatening, songs were longer in duration, more meaningful in content, more comforting sometimes, but also slower. So it could be that 2017 was quite a tumultuous year news-wise, and therefore the songs we went to were these slower, more minor key, low key songs, if you like.
Do you think maybe we're drawn to the truth? Because people aren't stupid. And you know if somebody's on the level with you, generally speaking. And in a song, I know, lots of people texting in. Nobody's leaving, Chris, it's fine. Well, not that we know of, unless there's going to be an announcement soon. I don't know of anything. But then nobody tells me anything here. Anyway, you connect with the song because you like the song, because you like the lyrics, or you believe in the performer, or you like the performer. But there's a connection that you make with the song because you believe in the song, and it means something to you. So maybe if something's in a minor key and it connects with you in that way, maybe that's what it is. And if times are tough, you know, and things are affecting you and the song affects you, is that an explanation? I don't know.
It's a big change, though, isn't it? 87% of songs followed that trend, compared to 62% in 2016. And get this, Tim, only 29% in 2015. So were we all very... What happened in the world in 2015? Clearly, we were more optimistic and looking for the upbeat poppy songs.
Maybe we were. I do think, though, the economic climate affects pop songs in different ways.
Go.
You know, you get great eras for songs, and then, you know, when things get really good, the music's because everybody's got money and they're not really doing music anymore. When you're not doing money and you really have to fight, generally, you know, the music's a bit better.
Yep.
And you get things like punk coming and hip-hop coming and that kind of thing, and it comes from, you know, tougher economic times. I wonder if there's truth in that. That's a theory. It needs to be developed, needs work, but I'm trying.
Yeah, well, either it's the good music or the whiny music, according to the survey, so there you go. Right, the next story probably has my favourite headline of the day. Do you want to hear it? Leave it out, primate.
Oh, here you go.
And I'm at one of the... Ow! Ow! You little nipper. Okay, guys. Wait, just wait. And I'm at one of the region's zoos where they're doing their annual stock take of animals. Ow! Ow! You little... Well, this, I think, is one of the more enjoyable parts of the job, counting lemurs.
That was the very game Alex Dunlop. He is a reporter for BBC Look East, and he was at the Banham Zoo in Norfolk in the UK, trying to do a report about the annual stock take, as he said, of animals. And he was in the lemur enclosure. You know, the lovely ring-tailed lemurs, the grey, black and white ones made famous by Madagascar, the film, of course. They absolutely mobbed him. He had a little bit of food, I think, that he was doing. He thought, let's attract the lemurs, it'll make a great shot, his cameraman probably said to him. And instead, he got completely mobbed by these primates. And a couple of them bit him a couple of times. He sort of gamely carried on and filed that report, with managing only to have the one beeped out word in there. But it's a clip that people are absolutely loving on social media today and sharing a lot, because this guy's literally covered with lemurs.
It's like, honestly, it's like he's got a lemur suit on.
Yeah, but they're alive. He hasn't gone and killed any, don't worry. He's not into fur. So that's quite funny. You should check that out. Have I got time for this really quick one? Dubai-based. We know that, or a lot of you will probably know, that Manchester United have arrived for some warm weather training in Dubai. Jose Mourinho taking to his Instagram account last night to comment on the fact that they'd come here for their warm weather training camp, but actually they arrived to a torrential downpour. So the Manchester United manager put up a photo of it raining at the Manchester United training ground the day before. It probably does that a lot. And then underneath it, he posted a picture of it chucking it down out of his hotel window here in Dubai, and just said, well, here we are, and, you know, little, like, laugh out loud, basically. Warm weather training camp in Dubai. So welcome to Manchester United. Enjoy our weather. We hope the sun shines for you some of the time.
You can blame the referee, park a bus, whatever it is he does. That's trending.
That's it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.